Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus in the highest. We thank God for another beautiful time in His presence this morning. Our God is faithful all the time. Okay, so we're going to continue our study on the book of John as we go straight to John chapter 3. And my prayer is that as we look into God's word together, the entrance of God's word will bring light to us. And understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 3 is one of the most common chapters in the Bible. That is where we have the most common verse. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the beginning of John 3 starts with a particular man called Nicodemus who came to Jesus by night. This man admitted that he was ignorant. He admitted that he needed the right knowledge. He wanted Jesus to explain some things to him. So he left his pride. He left his office. He left the reputation he has built for years. And then he chose to come to Jesus Christ. And that's the best decision any man can make, to come to Jesus for help, to come to Jesus for understanding. So if you don't understand anything, I think personally, there's something you're trusting God for, there's an understanding of the Bible that you're trusting God for, the best place to go is to go to God. Go back to Jesus. Ask your questions, and He will definitely give you answers. So yeah, Jesus Christ explained what it means to be born again. He says in chapter 5, except you're born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You know, verse 3 already said, so verse 3 says that unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So that place, born of water and of spirit, the water there is not talking about the regular water baptism. So because Jesus would have contradicted himself to have allowed the thief beside him when he was crucified. The thief at the right hand of Jesus eventually went to paradise, went to reign with Jesus. And this man never did water baptism. But then, water baptism is still very important. The clearest reason why water baptism is important is because Jesus did it. So if Jesus did it, there's nothing wrong with us doing it. So as believers, you're listening to this podcast, you have not yet been water baptized, and just register with your church and get baptized. It is important. But John 3:5 is talking about the Word of God. The Word of God is a picture of the water. So the Word and the Spirit. You cannot separate God's Word from His Spirit. It is not possible. And until you are full of God's Word, God's Spirit, then the kingdom of God is going to be far away from you. So, how do you do that? Daily reading and meditation of God's word. Daily praying for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. These two elements are very important for our spiritual growth and our spiritual walk in this world. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will open our understanding more to this in Jesus' name. So just as we were born by our mothers, you know, you had to be born on earth, into this earth. The same way you have to be born into the kingdom of God. And so if you are not born again, you're not yet a child of God at all. So it is the same process, you know. Just as you were born into this earth, you also need to be born of God. If you remember when Jesus Christ was born, he was not born as a result of, you know, connection between a man and a woman. Jesus was born of God when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. And that's exactly what being born again is. It is you being born of God, not being born by natural birth, but you being born of God. And the person who does that work the most is the Holy Ghost, just like the Holy Ghost did when Jesus Christ was born. He was born without sin. So this is why every man that has been born into this earth was born in sin, because we went through the natural birth. But the moment you become born again, your sins are no longer in God's record. You are a brand new creation. Just like Jesus, you know, was born without sin. So the moment you give your life to Christ, your sins are gone, forgiven, and forgiven completely. You are fresh, you are new, you're born of God. So this is why it is important for you to be genuinely born again. And I pray that the Lord will help us to do this in Jesus' name. So in verse 10, Jesus was actually very much surprised that Nicodemus didn't know all of these things. So Nicodemus had a knowledge of the Bible, but some of the very important things that he needed to know in the Bible, he doesn't even know. And it's something very beautiful about Nicodemus that he admitted that he doesn't know. Instead of getting proud over the things that you think you know, how about you go to Jesus and know the right thing, the right information? And then Jesus told him about the Old Testament, you know, told him about the serpent of Moses, that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And you see that everyone who looked upon that serpent was saved. Every one of them, you know, got their salvation. And that's the same thing with us. We need to look up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave. So the product of God's love was giving. The product of our love is giving. If you truly love, there is no way you will not give. You know, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a massive promise. Massive promise. The moment you believe in Jesus, you accept him as your personal Savior and your Lord, immediately at that moment, you are a new creation. You know, the moment you accept Jesus, you are a new creation, and everlasting life is yours. Hallelujah. And then finally in John 3, we see how that these guys wanted to tempt John to fight Jesus. In fact, there was actually a dispute between the disciples of Jesus and the disciples of John. And then John could have probably been thinking that, who is this Jesus Christ, you know, shining and taking my glory? But the guy was very wise. He said in John chapter 3, verse 27, and John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from above. He acknowledged Jesus all through to the end of John chapter 3. He said that I may decrease and that he may increase. That's verse 30. You must increase, but I must decrease. You see, verse 31, he who comes from above is above everyone. He who is of the earth is earthly and speak earthly things. He who comes from heaven is above. He began to exalt Jesus Christ. They were going to tempt him to feel that he was something important, or he was more important than Jesus. But he didn't fall for that bait. Don't fall for that bait. Don't fall for anything that makes you think you are important. Yeah, sometimes people will make you feel that, you're so important, you are this, you are that, you are a strong man, you are a pastor, you are a very big person. Every time they pass praises to you, just go back to your closet silently and say, God, whatever it was they said about me, you know I'm not the one. Please take the glory. Because actually, what is it you can do without God? There is nothing you can do that would make sense without God. At the end of the day, God is the one who helps us to do everything that we do on it. Even if you are an unbeliever and you choose not to accept God. Whatever it is you are doing with your life, God gave it to you. I mean, who created you? Who gave you that brain? Who gave you that? Some of you think you are smart. How did you make yourself smart? Is it by reading books? How did you retain what you read? How did you manage to retain it? How did you not forget what you read? You think it was you who helped yourself not to forget it? It's everything that happened to you at the end of the day. God was involved and God is still involved and God will forever be involved. So this is why you should never at any point in your life think highly of yourself. Every single achievement that you have, every landmark that you, everything whatsoever it is that you achieve, always acknowledge that you could never have done that thing without God's help. And this is the position a born again would always take. That's the position you will always be in, that position of you humbling yourself and saying, God, whatever I have and whatever I become is because of you. I pray that the Lord will help us to stay humble in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for joining to this podcast. I celebrate you. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the day. Hallelujah.